listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Thursday, the 28th day of March, year of our Lord, 2019, welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, it's not breaking news, but it continues to be big news that the Mueller investigation is over. President Trump has, in fact, been exonerated. It is what we knew. Those of you who have been paying attention, as I know you have, what we knew was coming these past 2 years, that there was no evidence of collusion between the Trump campaign and the government of Russia. I find it very satisfying that the television networks, except for Fox, have lost about half their listeners and what viewers since Sunday, and Fox is basically doubling their viewership. That's very satisfying. Sean Hannity is advocating it's time to go on the offensive. I agree with Mr. Hannity. I'm a big fan of him and the other men and women there on Fox Network. Tucker he's doing a great job. It's time to go on the offensive. There's plenty of high crimes and treason involving both former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and former President of the United States Hussein Obama. That needs to happen. Hopefully, the president has cleaned house enough and the FBI and the Department of Justice said a correct and proper investigation can be conducted with indictments being issued against those two individuals. I would go back as far, quite frankly, as the 2008 election and the Democratic Central Committee, who I have no doubt knew that Hussein Obama was not qualified to be president of the United States because he's not a natural born citizen. The media was complicit in this. High-level officials were complicit in this. To be a natural-born citizen, most people know one part of that, that you have to be born on American soil. That's only one part. The other part is you have to have two American citizen parents, which Hussein Obama did not have. His father was a foreign national, a citizen of Kenya. And at the time, Kenya was part of the British Empire. So Hussein Obama, I don't know if he does, but he could have a British passport right now in 2019 because he's a dual national. And dual nationals cannot become president of the States. They can't. Now, if a private investigator out in the woods of the Ozarks knows this, a 40-minute ride from the first red, yellow, and green traffic signal, don't you think that the Democratic Central Committee and high-ranking officials in the U.S. government knew that? Of course they knew that. That's a given. Of course they did. Prepper tip of the week. I want to encourage everybody to get the first aid training and CPR training. When my daughter was 12 years old, I took her. She told me, "Dad, I want to make some money doing babysitting." And I said, "Okay, we're going to get you signed up for first aid class." So I got her signed up. It was a Saturday morning at the Red Cross headquarters in St. Louis. And she had a great time learning how to bandage up her father. And I had a great time with my daughter. There was a written test, a written examination at the end of the class. And my 12-year-old daughter had a higher score than some of the adults in the class. I was very proud of her. But I told her the following. I said, "Honey, you're gonna have something the other 12-year-old girls will not have to become a babysitter. You're going to have a certificate issued by the Red Cross certifying that you've had and passed a first aid class." I seriously doubt any of the other 12-year-old girls who want to do babysitting are going to have that certification. So she got her certificate, and she had her babysitting jobs, and it worked out really good. So I encourage all of you to get your first aid training, get your CPR training, that's cardiopulmonary resuscitation, which they changed again, by the way, about a year ago, and they seems like they can't ever be satisfied with what they got. So if you haven't had it in two or more years, you haven't had it. The current version is what you should get. So the Red Cross puts on this training. Frequently, you'll find fire departments putting on first aid and CPR training, hospitals putting on first aid CPR training, sometimes police departments, sometimes sheriff's departments, sometimes the paramedics in your area, ambulance people. Local junior college will have this kind of training. Possibly adult evening courses at the local high school. It doesn't matter where you get it. The point is that you do get it. That's what's important, to get the training. Now, once you get the training, you need to acquire a kit or build your own kit. You can buy a pre-made kit, or you can build your own kit of first aid supplies. It would not be wise to buy or acquire supplies or equipment that you don't know how to use, you're not trained how to use, because you could hurt or kill somebody if you attempt to use first aid equipment that you're not qualified and trained to use. So there's lots of good kits out there, everything from a small kit that would fit in your pocket to the exact same kit that the paramedics carry. I was looking at my website. I need to talk to my webmaster. We don't have any first aid kits listed on my Amazon products. I was hoping we did. We used to. We'll get some good selections. We'll get about 8 or 10 different selections up there probably in the next 24 hours on my Amazon products list, survival products. But that shouldn't stop you from getting them as soon as you can. It really shouldn't. So here's the choices. Here's the two choices. There's no third choice. If you're in a remote area and you're hurt or somebody you care about is hurt, it could be an accident with a knife, maybe cutting up some meat for lunch, possibly a chainsaw accident. Those are horrendous, by the way. Or an accident with an axe or a machete. An ATV turns over. A child falls out of a treehouse. There's multiple ways people can get injured. Of course there are. But if it's an injury where there's severe bleeding, especially arterial bleeding, that's the worst kind. A person will bleed out and be dead from arterial bleeding in, 8 minutes. They'll be gone. They'll be finished. They'll be dead. If you don't know how to stop the bleeding, you'll be helpless, and you'll watch that person you care for die in front of you. So the two choices are learn to stop the bleeding now and treat the person who's been injured, or watch that person bleed to death. There's no third choice. That's pretty simple and pretty straightforward, isn't it? I carry my first aid kit with me in my motor vehicle, and I end up in our area. I end up being a first responder to typically routine traffic matters about 3 times a year, about once every 4 months. It'll be somebody's run off the road. It'll be an 18-wheel truck driver needs help getting turned around on these narrow roads. It's very unsafe to back up and get turned around a full-size semi-tractor trailer on these narrow roads with no shoulders. Possibly a semi-tractor trailer driver who can barely speak English is trying to figure out how to get where they're trying to go, and they need some help getting directions. And occasionally a serious accident. There was one last year, a rollover. A man and a woman were going too fast for conditions. Wet pavement, came into a curve, didn't make the curve, the car rolled over. I was, I think, the second vehicle on, to arrive on the scene. I determined that they were not injured, and I put my town car in a situation where it would have the emergency flashers on. I've got strobe lights on the four corners of my 2002. It's 17 years old, 2002 Lincoln Town Car. The Highway Patrol arrived shortly thereafter. I asked him where he wanted me. He stationed me about 100 yards up the road with the strobe lights going to get traffic to slow down as they approached the accident scene. I do that about 3 times a year. There was one incident, this goes back about 3 or 4 years ago, maybe 5 years ago, now that I think about it, about 5 years ago. I was on Highway 49, southbound, and I came upon a semi-tractor trailer northbound on the hill, not going anywhere. He just simply wasn't going. He couldn't go forward. He couldn't go backward. And so I stopped and offered assistance. He didn't know who to call. Cell phone coverage was very marginal. It took me several calls to get to the guys I knew that had the proper equipment to tow his vehicle. I did talk to the sheriff's department. They were covered up with multiple accidents all over the county, and they could not lend assistance because nobody was hurt. So I stationed the town car behind the semi-tractor trailer until the tow truck showed up. Of course, I had my strobe lights on. And after the tow truck, I knew the driver, and we've since become pretty good friends. I knew the driver, the owner of the company. And I said, well, let's get this guy going. He said, okay, John, I need you out front now. So he was staged behind the vehicle with one of his vehicles, and the semi-tractor trailer had to back down a rather steep hill before a tow truck could hook up and get a run at this hill to tow him out of harm's way. It took me better part of an hour of being with this situation to provide assistance in the form of my Lincoln Town Car with the strobe lights, warning the drivers as they approached the situation, and then staying behind as they towed the vehicle at a rather slow miles per hour, probably initially 10 to 15 miles an hour going up the hill, until we got to a safe area wide enough to get the 18-wheeler off the road. And So we accomplished our mission. No harm came to the equipment. No harm came to any individuals. And it turned out just the way it should have turned out. If you live on these back roads, like I do, and you travel very much, like I do, you will be a first responder. There's no doubt in my mind, because it's happened to me so very many times. You will be a first responder, typically, if you choose to. Now, of course, most of the time you can just drive on past and let the person who needs help not get any help. It's your choice. I respect that. But if you do come upon a situation and you do choose to help, you will be a first responder, as I am, about 3 to 4 times a year, and can lend assistance. So when I bought my Lincoln Town Car in 2005, it was 3 years old. I had it modified. I went to the technician who takes care of all the sheriff's department vehicles, police department vehicles, fire department. I had him install strobe lights on the four corners of the vehicle. We also put red and blue flashing lights on front and back also. I know how to do that and be compliant with Missouri statutes. And an air horn. I've never used the red and blue flashing lights. I've had no reason to, on one hand. On the other, I've used those strobe lights many, I don't even know how many times, dozens of times. The most frequent time usage for them is when I'm traveling 70 miles an hour on the interstate highway, and all of a sudden I see brake lights in front of me, and depending on the situation, how far you can see these lights, I immediately put on my strobe lights, because I don't know what the guy behind me can or cannot see who's going 70, 75 miles an hour. And I don't want to have him in my back seat. So as I'm slowing down, I put on the strobe lights to warn the vehicles behind me, danger, danger. Being rear-ended on the interstate highway will just ruin your whole day. Trust me, it will ruin your whole day. So the strobe lights, now that I've been using them now all these years, 13 or 14 years now, I really like my strobe lights. Now, a word of caution, do not run strobe lights unless the engine's running. It will run down your battery so fast it'll make your head spin. They consume a lot of power. Unless you've got a segregated, separate battery to run the strobe lights, which you'll run that down pretty quick also. Make sure your engine's running when you got the strobe lights going, because they consume a lot of power, and they'll run your battery dead. My wife had a situation like that. She was on the interstate. She came upon an incident, and she had the strobe lights on but turned off the engine, and it did, in fact, run down the battery. So don't do that. Leave that engine running, and you'll be very glad you did. It's really a massive safety factor, I believe, to have strobe lights on board your motor vehicle. Now, my Vulcan Nomad, my 1600cc motorcycle, Kawasaki Vulcan Nomad, I had a special piece of equipment put on the back on the electrical system that when I hit the brakes, the brake lights strobe, I think, 3 times, flash, 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 before the steady red light comes on. Once again, even more so, being rear-ended on a motorcycle, well, do you think that might ruin your whole day? Of course it would. So that's a safety feature on my motorcycle, is a special piece of equipment that flashes makes the rear brake light strobe 3 times before it goes steady red. Now, that will get people's attention. People may be distracted looking at their radio or smoking a cigarette or something, and if they don't see that brake light come on, this will get their attention, hopefully a little bit better. We have a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I want to talk to you for a moment about my friend Steve Hunt and his company, Gold Wealth Financial. That website's goldwealthfinancial.com. There's a link at my website, thelibertyman.com. I know you've been investing in brass, ordnance, steel, and lead for years. It's time to move forward and also invest in gold and silver. Go to Steve's website, goldwealthfinancial.com. Download the free Rookie Mistakes Guide. If you don't have internet access, I know many of you don't, give him a call, and he'll mail you a copy of it. It's beautiful, 480-440-7100. I say again, 480-440-7100. Steve has put together a great team of men and women that really know their stuff, can help you learn about how to invest in gold and silver safely, economically, and do it the right way. You'll be very glad to work with Steve and his people. Thank you very much.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I wish I was in the land of cotton, old town there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
Here on Thursday, the 28th of March. Well, it's coming up. It will be October the 12th, which happens to be my wedding anniversary, by the way. We're leaving Miami on the first John Moore Patriot Symposium cruise on Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines. I'll be going, of course. Leon Green will be there. I was told by Jeff, the physicist in Metro Denver, that he'll be signing up soon. Jeff's a really fun guy, brilliant man. My friend Sam Andrews, he's not firmly committed, but he's my, as you know, my Monday co-host on Firearms Monday. Sam wants to be there, and I think he will be. It'll be a great time. There's limited cabins available. We have balcony cabins where you've got a little balcony overlooking the ocean, outside cabins that have a window overlooking the ocean, and of course the inside cabins, which are slightly less expensive. We leave at 4:30 p.m., leave Miami on the 12th of October. We'll get together that evening for dinner, that first dinner together. We have dinner every evening together, by the way. Sunday the 13th will be a full day at sea. We'll have a couple of get-togethers and lunch. It'll be a lot of fun. And we're going to be having four ports of call: Roatan, Honduras, Costa Maya, Mexico, Cozumel, Mexico, and a private island called Coco Cay, owned by Royal Caribbean. If you don't have internet access and you would like to get a full-color brochure, give Betsy a call at 636-530-9502. We've got a caller on hold here. We've got Al in West Virginia. Good morning, Al.
Good morning, John. I don't like to disagree with a talk show host, but respectfully, I'd like to have a conversation with you about what you guys was talking about yesterday, you and Mr. James McCanny.
Okay, well, sure.
He was saying that, you know, a normal household would use 2 to 3 kilowatts an hour, and all the electrical training I had, a kilowatt is 1,000 watts.
Right.
Is that
right.
Correct?
Well, like, well, here's, I know where you're going with this, and we're not in disagreement. We're just, there's a, what Jim left out part of what he, what his equation is. And here's what he left out. If you got something that makes 3 kW an hour, you store up that 3 kW into a bank of batteries that can run everything.
That's what I was.
Yeah, and he didn't.
That's
well,
exactly
right.
The only. That,
yeah, well,
that's the
then
only
you and
way
I
can come to that
there.
Conclusion.
Yeah, and, you know, he just didn't get that far. But and it doesn't matter if it's wind or solar or hydroelectric, you have to have a bank of batteries, even if it's a propane generator. I did a presentation, Al, it's been several years ago. There was a couple of farmers in the audience, and I said, you guys probably have propane. Of course they did, because they're out on the farm. You probably have a propane generator. And he said, yeah. Well, I said, here's what you do. You figure out how big the bank of batteries needs to be to run everything for 24 hours. You figure out what size generator you need to charge that bank of batteries in 1 hour. And then, depending on the size of the generator, your 1,000 gallons of propane is going to last you somewhere between 500 and 1,000 days, depending on the consumption of that propane. These guys, Al, they lit up like kids getting a new bicycle on Christmas morning because they figured it out right there on the spot. And that's what you're trying to tell us also, aren't you?
Yeah, that's the only. I kept thinking about that, and I kept saying, "Man, I don't want to call back in and say something."
So we're in agreement. If
that's just not.
Okay, let's summarize this because we're almost out of time. If you can produce 3 kW an hour, and you got a way to store it, you're in good shape, aren't you?
If your batteries can accept that much at one time, but the thing
well,
of it is, most batteries, most of your batteries are slow chargers.
Well, we're working on getting the Edison batteries, a new version of them, back into production. And once they are, and I'm working with the owners of the company to get the funding to get these batteries back in production. If you haven't studied up on the Edison batteries, Al, I would encourage you to do so. They're phenomenal. They've been around since 1904.
Right. Yeah,
well,
I'm familiar with them. I'm real interested in what James is talking about, these gel batteries that he's talking about or something. That I'm not real familiar with them, but I can tell you this. I had a shop for many years, a mechanic shop, a body shop, and a guy pulled in one time. He had a diesel truck, and he said, do you have any battery posts? I need to buy a battery post. I said, sure. I went out there with him in his truck. I said, you need any tools or anything? He said, no, I got tools. And I said, looks to me like you need a battery. Is that music I hear?
Yeah, it is. We're wrapping up. You want to... About an hour from now, we'll have some more open lines if you want to get back with us, Al. Got a break, we'll be right back.
Here's a little song.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Play Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the energy planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an energy planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Thursday, the 28th of March. The year is slipping by, as I tend to do. This is the 24 minutes I look forward to every week. 24 minutes where we help people get their lives back, literally. Sometimes even save a life. If you heard Steve Whitman last week, you know what I'm talking about. Steve Whitman giving the energy cleaner and myself credit for saving his life, literally, not figuratively. Energy Cleaner is a marvelous healing device. We begin these conversations with my friend Tom Berryhill, the manufacturer of the Energy Cleaner, giving us our disclaimer. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, John. Good morning. We're not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. The information discussed today is for your education and entertainment only. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
And Tom, thank you, sir. I was just had a thought. You know, I had front page of Drudge here, home page of Drudge in front of me. Wouldn't it be great if Donald J. Trump had an energy cleaner and a mattress pad on his bed? Can you imagine him with more energy and getting better sleep? Whoa! Wouldn't that be wonderful?
That would turbocharge him, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, he's already a high-energy guy. And Donald Trump with more energy, getting a better sleep every night, that would with too many gatekeepers. I probably could get a message to him, but it would compromise the person that I have connection to at the White House, and I don't want to do that. I want to keep that person in place. But that would be wonderful. But for everybody else, I don't have to worry about gatekeepers. They don't have to worry about gatekeepers. They have direct access to John Moore. They have direct access to my website, direct access to buying an energy cleaner and a mattress pad to go with it, having it delivered, shipped, priority mail, signature confirmation on the energy cleaners. Typically, 2 days to get it once the order is placed, two business days. If you place it on Saturday, I won't get it shipped till Monday. But typically, 2 days shipping time. And you simply go to the dollar store, get yourself, you need 9 D-cell batteries, need 9 DS and Delta batteries. Get it all put together, get it on your bed, and commence getting your life back. Right, Tom?
That's correct. Yes, John, it will certainly help anybody that decides to take the plunge and try it out.
Well, people listen, they think, they listen, and they ponder. They listen and they wonder. They listen and they procrastinate for anywhere from a few weeks to some taking up to a year before they finally. Now, Steve Whitman is one of them. He procrastinated. He knew about the energy cleaner months before he got it, many months. But if it wasn't for that new injury he got, where he hurt his back, re-injured an old injury, and his buddy said, Steve, why don't you try John Moore's energy cleaner? It can't hurt. So he got one, he got it delivered, he got the mattress pad, got it on his bed, and it was only a few weeks later that the consequences of having more flexibility, more strength and agility saved his life, literally. Now, I can't promise that, obviously, but what I can promise is that if you've got arthritis pain, you will get relief. Some will get complete, some will get a little. If you have joint pain, back pain, same thing. You'll get relief. I can't tell you how much because everybody's different. If you want to sleep like I do, I sleep as good as I did as when I was a boy. You want to have that kind of deep, restful sleep, what they call the REM sleep, rapid eye movement sleep, where you're really out of it, get yourself an energy cleaner. You're using harmful, expensive, addictive, quite frankly, sleeping products over the counter or prescription. Well, get yourself off those harmful products and get something healthy, an energy cleaner. Well, Valentine's Day has already passed, but the ladies, once the ladies find out that they can help their man have a stronger libido, they're the ones that buy them then, aren't they, Tom?
Yeah, John, we've had plenty of cases of that with feedback to back it up, and that is definitely the case, and that is another application for the energy cleaner if they're interested in that type of help.
Right. Well, since this is a family show, I won't get as descriptive on the radio as Mr. Lee Kroc used to get, but it does have a very positive effect on the libido of both men and women. Typically, it's the men that need help and not the women, but sometimes the ladies would like that help also. Ladies and gentlemen, the energy cleaner is a marvelous healing device. It's about the size of a cigar box, if you're old enough to know what a cigar box is. Takes 9 D-cell batteries, does not plug into the wall. Simply one LED light that flashes alternately red or green, telling you two things. First of all, it's working. Second of all, it's changing polarity. One place to plug in, one wire. There's no on-off switch, no gauges, no dials. About as simple as a brick, quite frankly. You plug in the mattress pad that I offer for sale also. These mattress pads come in twin size, full, queen, king, California king, the handy travel size. Simply put that mattress pad on your bed like you would any mattress pad. Put your sheet over it, plug it in the energy cleaner, and go to sleep. Tom, we can't make this any easier, can we?
No, you've done about as much as you can, John. Money back guarantee, just everything that goes with it, and quick shipping and so on, but people have to really just give it a try. Get off the fence and give it a try.
There's a, and I was repairing a, 50-year-old toilet here at my mother-in-law's place last week, and I pulled out the little plunger thing that stops the water, and I looked at it, and my wife, Dr. Moore, and my sister-in-law was here. I took it into the room where they were, and I said, "This is the aha moment." I said, "Aha, here's the problem, ladies," and there was a defect in that little plunger thing that said, keeps the water in the tank. But people have to have an aha moment. It may be they wake up one morning too many of waking up with pain, one morning too many of waking up and not having had a good night's sleep. And they have that aha moment, and they listen to John Moore, and they think, "I've had it. I want to sleep well. I want to wake up pain-free. I'm going to go ahead and do what John Moore suggests, get myself an energy cleaner." Now, Tom, I don't have a head count of how many hundreds of these things I've sold the past 9 years. It's been hundreds, many hundreds, though, hasn't it?
Yeah, John, many, many, many hundreds. I mean, it could be 1,000. I don't know exactly.
It could be.
There's quite a few units out there all over the world. They've been in constant production for nearly 20 years.
Right. Well, the majority of the sales I'm having now are people that are getting referrals, word of mouth. We have people buying their second, third, fourth, fifth units. Our friend up there in Wisconsin, she's bought, I believe, 12 or 14 of these units. And referrals, word of mouth referrals. People that contact me, "I want what my cousin has. I want what my neighbor has." And sometimes they can't remember what it's called, but I know exactly what they're talking about. But Tom, my listeners, most Americans don't read books. My listeners actually do read books. They're smart people. They're literate. And these are not the kind of people who would buy a second unit if the first one didn't work, are they?
No. Anybody in their right mind would not waste any additional money if the first one didn't work. They get good results, and then, of course, they share it with friends, neighbors, family members, and sometimes they'll purchase another unit as a gift for some of the others, or they'll just go ahead and tell the others, and then they order one for their own use. It's amazing how that happens. And some of the inquiries we get, that they don't even know what it's called, but they want one of those units just like so-and-so has.
Right. Tim Spencer was a procrastinator. I set him up with everything. I even had the batteries in the unit. I provided the screen wireless before we had the mattress pads. And he still waited 2 weeks. 2 weeks that he regrets getting his life back. 2 weeks that were lost. I offered the 90-day money-back guarantee to help give people peace of mind, let them know that I stand behind this product. Now, Republic Broadcasting Network has a reputation. It's a business. My friend, the owner, Mr. John Statmiller, would not tolerate John Moore promoting something with a 90-day money-back guarantee if I didn't honor it, would he, John?
No.
Excuse me, Tom.
No, he would not. He would not put up with that.
No, he would not, and I wouldn't expect him to. Of course not. But I do stand behind it. And something, if you have a medical doctor that will offer you a money-back guarantee on anything, you've got a very special medical doctor that I've never heard of. I know I have heard one. Actually, there's a medical doctor in Metro Chicago who has his patients buy energy cleaners, and he offers his own money-back guarantee if they don't work. But that's a rare bird when it comes to the medical profession, isn't it, Tom?
It is. It really is. There are more medical doctors, medical professionals getting interested in this technology, John. We've seen that in recent years, where two cases that I know of, they were actually by prescription. Doctor prescribed it, and I know of one case in particular that the insurance company actually paid for an energy cleaner.
Well, and that would be the reason why to write a prescription. You don't need a prescription to get the energy cleaner, on one hand. On the other, if your doctor does write a prescription for it, there's a high likelihood, I can't guarantee it, obviously it depends on the insurance, there's so many different insurance companies, but there's a high likelihood that the insurance company might, in fact, cover most, if not all, the cost of the energy cleaner and the mattress pad. If he's going to write a prescription, have him write a prescription for the energy cleaner and the proper size mattress pad, twin, full, queen, king, California king. And that would be great. No guarantees, obviously, because all these insurance companies are different. But that would be wonderful, wouldn't it be, Tom?
It really would be, if it would, John.
Well, when you go to my website, the libertyman.com, you can read up on the patent application information. Fascinating. You can read the testimonials from people we know, like Steve Whitman. You can place your order right there using MasterCard, Visa, PayPal. PayPal's a lot of fun because you feel very safe and secure knowing that you're not putting your credit card number out on the Internet. That's the big advantage of PayPal. If you want to mail me a check, my address is at my website. And, of course, I have a toll-free order line 24 hours a day, answered by very polite, well-trained young men and women in my hometown, St. Louis, Missouri. Here's that toll-free order line for the energy cleaner and the mattress pads, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. The energy cleaner puts out a healing electrostatic signal. That's why it only needs one wire, similar to a radio transmitter. That signal goes to every cell in your body. Every cell in your body has a tiny, tiny pumping action, pumping out waste products, pumping in fresh nutrition. If a cell is having issues and is starting to slow down and get sluggish, the energy cleaner will act as jumper cables, pumping out the toxins that are making that cell sluggish and bring in nice, new, fresh nutrition to rejuvenate that cell. Now, pain medication works by as a blocking mechanism, blocking the pain from the source, say you got a cut finger, to get into your brain. That's how pain medication works. The energy cleaner doesn't do that. It goes to the source of the pain and begins healing the source of the pain. Entirely different than pain medication, right, Tom?
That's correct, John. It's totally different, and it actually works with your body's energy that's already present. And it actually, I always like to describe it as a set of jumper cables to make each cell start actively pumping again to push out the toxins and bring in fresh nutrition.
Well, that's what it does. It's counterintuitive to look at this little black plastic box and have John Moore and Tom Berryhill say, oh, this little black box will do what all these highly trained healthcare professionals with millions of dollars of equipment and these massive hospitals that take up a full city block, that this little black box will do what all that can't do. But that is, in truth, a fact, isn't it, Tom?
Yes, it is. And we've made this thing so it's so simple to use, John. One wire plugs in, and that connects to the pad or blanket, whatever you're using to radiate the signal. And then there's a blinking lamp that lets you know that it's working. If the lamp's blinking, it's working. And there's no on-off switch. It will run for several years on a set of batteries. We always recommend that the batteries be changed on an annual basis, mainly because of leakage problems. If it does leak, you can easily clean it out with some paper towels. Damp paper towels will usually clean it out. It doesn't have to be perfectly clean, but just get the bulk of the battery residue out of there if you have that problem. And that batteries leak often, John.
They do.
All kinds of electronic equipment. So you got to keep an eye on that.
They do. In fact, I got two units here at the house. I need to. I'll be changing out the batteries the next 24 hours on those. The batteries, any D cell battery, D is in delta. Any D cell batteries will work. We get a superior signal with the dollar store house brand. It's a carbon zinc battery, but any battery, any D cell battery will work perfectly, won't it, Tom?
That's true. It's you don't want to mix and match. Use some alkaline batteries if you want, or you can use carbon zinc, the older style flashlight batteries, but you don't want to mix brands or types of batteries. Buy fresh batteries all at the same time. Don't use
right.
any, just don't mix the brands and the types and so on.
Yeah, so inside the energy cleaner, there's nine battery holders for nine batteries. 9 DSL batteries, 3 rows of 3, and just be sure you put the flat end of the batteries against the springs. That's very important. We have a caller on hold here. We got John in California. Good morning, John.
Hello.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, just a quick question regarding the mitochondria. You mentioned the cells. Is this thing energizing the mitochondria?
Most likely it is, John. We don't know for a fact, but we do energize the body, and its electrical system that's already present sometimes gets distracted and sometimes compromised by toxins and so on. And what we do is assist your body to flush out those toxins and regenerate.
Hold on, John. We'll wrap up your comments and questions after the break. Stay tuned, everybody.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool town. There I'm not forgotten. In Dixie's land, where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land, I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, 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 down south in Dixie. Away, 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 down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here. On Thursday, the 28th of March. So, we must have answered John's question thoroughly, because he went ahead and has dropped off the line here. But Tom, the mitochondria, of course, is part of the body, and those are cellular structures also. So it stands to reason that the energy cleaner affects all cells in the human body. I know, just as a small example, I have to trim my fingernails and get haircuts twice as frequently as I did before I got the energy cleaner. So clearly something's being stimulated there, isn't it, Tom?
I think so, John. That's a common comment that we hear from people, is that they have to do things like that more often. And I remember one guy's even complaining because his haircutting costs had increased. He had to go
right.
more often. So that was actually a complaint.
Well, I used to get a haircut about once a month, but now I have to get one every 2 weeks. And the amount of my hair grows in 2 weeks, I find simply amazing. It's so those are clear indicators, you know, rapid hair growth and rapid nail growth are indications of health to me. I think they would be to most people, that your body is healthy and doing the things it should be doing. So study up on the energy cleaner. If you've got a garden that you want to plant, you're probably going to want to use the energy cleaner for the seedlings, maybe in the garden itself, because it's another, all living things have are electrical in nature, whether it's a tomato plant, a puppy dog, or a human being, right, Tom?
That's very true, John, and it will work on plants, animals, your pets, as well as humans.
Absolutely. It's a marvelous device. You're probably, if you're a gardener, you're probably going to want to get a separate one just for the garden. It's going to become burdensome going back and forth twice a day to take out and bring back the energy cleaner. So I would just go ahead and get a second one just for the garden and make life a little bit easier, right, Tom?
That's right. It's that simple. And, of course, if you use it in the garden, make sure the energy cleaner is in some sort of a plastic container, a box, or perhaps a plastic bag, even with a twist tie around the cable. And it will keep water out, moisture, any condensation. If you use it in a greenhouse, that can be a problem. So you want to keep that protected away from any water sprays or
right.
Rain, well, things like that.
Greenhouse is a harsh environment, warm, moist area. It's a harsh environment for anything electronic. So I would make sure it's protected from the moisture in a greenhouse or you are outside. It wouldn't matter where it would be. Protecting it from the moisture is very important, isn't it, Tom?
Yes, it is. It's very important. But it will work quite well in a garden or a greenhouse. You get it set up. It's real simple to do, and you'll be amazed at the increased growth and production of vegetables, flowers, whatever you grow.
Tom, thank you. We'll have you back tomorrow morning to talk about emergency communication.
Yeah.
Got a top hour break. We'll be back to Steve Hunt. Thank you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it